I just want to welcome everybody to our second Shack meeting. Thank you for coming. You want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Ida Iregas, Odom Intermediate Principal.
Cindy Garcia, Odom Intermediate Counselor.
Omar Garcia, Odom High School Assistant Principal.
Belinda Reese, Odom Junior High Counselor.
Abisela Tortorello, Junior High Nurse.
Lisa Bettis, District Nurse. Thank you everybody for coming. Our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and community. So if you can go ahead and pull out your minutes, go ahead and go over those, please.
I'm move to approve the minutes.
Everybody else in agreement?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Minutes passed. So we're going to go ahead and go over the reports for each committee. Nutrition. I just recently learned that the ladies from the Texas AgriLife that covered nutrition, they are no longer, they're both retired. So Kathy Farrell and Felicia are gone. I need to get with the new a representative from Texas AgriLife so that we can go ahead and invite them to the meetings.
I have her contact info.
Okay,
is
awesome.
Norma Williams?
I'll get it for me.
Yes.
Okay. Physical education, Coach Orta's not here, so we'll skip over that one. Health services, we're working on new student vision and hearing screenings, following up on all previous vision, hearing, scoliosis, and AN referrals right now. Healthy school environment, Coach Pfluger wasn't able to make it. Health education, great body shops. We're continuing to meet that curriculum for our kinder through fourth grade. And Christina Yee has completed the Esteem curriculum at for fifth grade and junior high campuses. We're just waiting for the survey to come in to the junior high so that they can complete those and everything will be done for grades fifth through eighth. Family and community, that we're having father-daughter dance here at this campus on February 13th. I don't know what they're doing. I think elementary is doing one as well.
I think they're, it's for both girls and boys. I think it's
Sweetheart
dance.
Okay, so elementary is doing a sweet, the same night or?
Theirs is the week before ours. So ours is the 13th, mm-hmm. No, right?
Yes.
The 13th and theirs is the 6th. The Friday before.
Okay. Anything else going on for family and community that y'all are aware of?
We had just finished our spring parent teacher conferences.
Okay. We're going to be hosting a grade core selection meetings for parents on February 2nd. And then we are also, Abby and I are looking at possibly getting Project Turnaround. I think it's called Project, like an extension, Project Hope.
Okay.
To do like a community involvement, like little fair type thing.
Okay.
We're gonna get details about that tomorrow in a Zoom. So once we know more, we'll.
Is that like in March? Are y'all planning that?
They're wanting to do it right before spring break.
Okay.
Or like right at the start. That's still kind of like to be ironed out.
Okay.
So we're gonna discuss that tomorrow with them.
Okay. Awesome.
Yesterday we hosted the 8th graders for the, what is it, their electives?
Yeah, for the CTE.
Health science. And
oh, okay.
And I'm not sure when, but there's supposed to be a meeting for parents as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Health promotion for staff. Jerry with Texas Mobile Imaging wanted to know if March 16th, 17th, and 18th would work for our screenings when he comes in. He's going to come in and talk to everybody. On the 16th,
February.
Yes, but then he wants to know if they can come out and do the actual screenings on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday during conferences and after school. You think that would work for our staff?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of days to be able to get everybody in.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll go ahead and let him know that we'll go ahead and do those.
Are we going to pick one location, or is it going to be different?
No, I believe that like what he did last time is he came, I think we did it here in the Brenda's room, and everybody came to this campus. But if we can find a more central location where they wouldn't have to let be letting everybody in, it probably might be better. But I think towards the end, the second day, they had somebody standing there. When they saw somebody come in, they just let them in anyway through here. Would that be okay for them to do that, or they'd have to check in?
We'd still have to check them in.
Still? Okay.
I mean, if they're staff, no.
Okay, okay.
But like...
like family members or whatever.
Okay.
Awesome. I'll let him know. Okay, so number 5, discuss and possibly take action on prohibiting energy drink consumption on school grounds by adding the restriction to our district wellness policy. On the desk right here, we have our district wellness policy. I'm not going to have y'all read the whole thing, but on page, let's see, where it says nutrition guidelines on page 9, or actually page 10, sorry. It says, foods and beverages sold, and then over here it talks about, it's on page 10, foods and beverages provided. So it says the district will comply with state law, which allows a parent or grandparent to provide a food product of his or her choice to classmates of the person or grandchild on the occasion of their birthday. In addition, this district has established the following local standards for other foods and beverages made available to students. So if you flip to the next page, this just tells our guidelines, and I think that's where we might be able to add what we're gonna add. So Ms. Carr had sent me an example for language below. It says energy drinks are not allowed to be offered or consumed by students during the school day on school campuses. By definition, an energy drink is a type of beverage containing stimulant drugs, chiefly large amounts of caffeine, which are marketed as providing mental or physical stimulation. They may or may not be carbonated and may also contain sugar or other sweeteners, herbal extracts, and amino acids. There are many brands and varieties of energy drinks, such as Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, etc. Not included in this definition are drinks such as Gatorade, Powerade, or other fluids that are intended as a sports drink that does not contain large quantities of caffeine, but does contain electrolytes and is intended to rehydrate or refuel during physical activity. Campus administration shall ultimately determine what does or does not qualify as an energy drink. How does that sound to everybody?
I think the part with the Gatorade and stuff, that I got kind of lost on that part.
It just says that she named like the different energy drinks, and she said not included in this definition.
Not included.
Are drinks such as Gatorade, Powerade, or other fluids that are intended as a sports drink that does not contain large quantities of caffeine, but does contain electrolytes and is intended to rehydrate or refuel.
I think the hardest is going to be for us, because
we're getting there.
We drink them, and I just drank one earlier. Mm-hmm. The kids do bring them.
The kids bring them for us, and that's a problem.
So I know I talked to Lisa about it. She said she'd want to meet with Carr and Huerta and kind of talk about it as well, and just make sure everybody's on the same page. I think what you're going to get is it's going to be, well, this isn't an energy drink. And I mean, there's so many brands, like you said, so it's going to be hard to determine.
But then
that.
It says campus administrators shall ultimately determine what does or doesn't qualify. So you guys ultimately are going to be the ones.
It'll be discretion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so if we put that in our policy, then.
Take place. Like, when are you looking to roll something like this out? Is it a start of a new school year, or as fast as
As soon
can?
As possible. We're going to add it to our actual wellness plan. And then maybe put something up on the website is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Or if y'all want to send something to parents, but at high school, they don't usually get out to the parents, you know. And I had some other information that I thought maybe we could put in front of that, where it just says the Academy of Pediatrics advise against caffeine for children under 12. It recommends that children between the ages of 12 and 18 should not consume more than 100 milligrams of caffeine in one day. Consuming energy drinks may trigger symptoms that can include restlessness, shaking hands, stomach aches, headaches, and nervousness. They can also cause irregular heart rhythms and other life-threatening heart rhythm changes. OASD aims to support the general health and wellness of all students. Energy drinks are not allowed. I figured maybe we could put that with them.
Yeah.
But they know that...
Especially those that we've been dealing with. Now we've been seeing students have symptoms after they've already...
consumed energy drinks, and then they're coming in real shaky.
Well, and the
their
problem
heart is racing.
They're not eating food, and then they're chugging these things, mm-hmm. and then they have the reaction, and then they think it's a panic attack. No, that's
right. And this isn't an attack on anybody, not students or parents or anybody, but
right.
I would like the parents to know where this is, you know, we're not just
the
making this up. We're
yeah.
just trying
yeah.
to keep their children safe
yeah.
and healthy.
Yes.
And then even the Academy of Pediatrics doesn't recommend it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they come in with them in the morning. They've got them throughout the day.
And really, it's up to our committee to decide, like, if we want to wait till the next school year to add it, we can vote to...
What is, about coffees? I mean, they well, for us, too, they come in with all kinds of coffees, all kinds of weird drinks from...
That's the thing.
The
have,
places
like,
over there
that
are mixing something.
Shop,
I don't even know what it is.
You have all of that. How do the Herbalife drinks fall into that,
right.
too?
Well, and so that's why we're here, you know, to talk about all these things and to determine what's going to be okay or what isn't going to be okay. Or is it going to be okay at one grade level and not okay at the other level? At our grade levels, you're not seeing energy drinks here. Are we seeing any?
With a couple of the fifth graders, we were at the beginning of the year, we put a stop to it.
Okay.
But from time to time, we do see the coffees and the mega teas.
Mm-hmm.
We
have
cups
of
the
drink coffee.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. We have, I mean, it gets delivered. And
yeah. I don't know. It's hard because, like, for us, we police, like, the teas and the coffees and all that for the kids by, like, you can't have that. Like, it's an open drink. Like, you can't
mm-hmm.
have it. So that's how we shut that down. But then they come in with their cans.
Right.
They come with their Monsters. They mm-hmm. come with their Red Bulls, whatever. The Alani's, like, they've got them all.
I don't know, previously we had talked about y'all wanting to restrict these kinds of drinks.
I don't think that they should have them.
What are campuses and schools around the area? Is there people doing this? Is this, I'm just kind of curious about what.
I don't know. I know that I got approached from junior high last year that they're
it was
no.
the creatine. Remember, that's how it started. This whole conversation started because we had
some boys
with a big powder of the creatine
mm-hmm.
putting, and I was like, is that even allowed? Like, I, and then that's where this conversation
and then
started.
And not just that, we've had a lot of students who are having like side effects from
mm-hmm.
the caffeine at all levels, I think, right? Not just junior high, but high school too. So they get shaky or nervous, or they feel like their heart's, you know,
racing,
palpating,
nausea, and yeah.
And they don't,
and
they put
do
it together. Like they don't realize that that's what's causing it.
No, until
it.
We ask.
Until,
like, have
yeah.
you had, you know, did you drink an energy drink this morning, or did you have a lot of coffee this morning? And then it's like, oh.
And I always ask, like, what medications did you take? Have you had any, like, what have you eaten and what have you drank
mm-hmm.
today? Those are big things that we ask. So,
well,
and a lot of the time, the energy drinks come out.
I like the way it's written because it tells you exactly what the ingredients we need to look for are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you examples of non-energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, it's at the discretion of the administrator.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if y'all want to wait and revisit this for the next SHAC meeting after y'all have talked already, Omar, to
yeah.
Lisa and Ms. Carr. The verbiage on the top, what I read first, that came from Ms. Carr.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go ahead and table this until the next SHAC meeting if y'all want to wait to vote on this. It's not all admins here.
Yeah.
It's up to y'all.
That's fine.
Y'all
want
to go ahead and
do
it? Do
you want to make a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, can we a motion that we table this till our next SHAC meeting?
Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and table this till our next check meeting, and we can revisit after all the administrators are aware of what's going to go on. And if you want to, Omar, I can make a copy of this
okay.
for
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
Part of it's
I'll
in my handwriting, but I can make a copy and you can take it to Lisa to talk about it.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, number six, discuss and possibly take action on any changes or updates that need to be made to the district wellness policy. Oh, the plan, sorry, the wellness plan, not the policy. So, like I said, I put the wellness plans on the table so that y'all can look at them. If you flip over to... One of these has, like, how many, what what kind of snack sales y'all are having, how many are allowed. It's on page 10. And it covers the different campuses and how many days they're going to use to have like concession stands that are sold to kids throughout the school day. Because I know previously they used to do some kind of like fun days where they would draw with art. I think it was an art fair or something at the high school, and they would sell snacks like candies and sodas and stuff. And as long as it's included as one of your days, that's okay. But we're only allowing 6 days per year per campus for kids to consume those kinds of things if they're being sold to them. So I know, like elementary had said, concession stand foods and snacks that don't meet smart snacks standards. So when they had the concession stand at field day, that was allowed because we have 6 days set aside for that. So do y'all want to keep it at that, or because mostly all the campuses have concession stands on there?
It hasn't been an issue, right?
Huh?
Like,
no.
That number hasn't been an
no.
issue?
Mm-mm. No.
Just leave it.
So just leave it? Okay. All right.
But that's only if they're selling to them.
To selling, correct. Correct. That's only if it's sold to them. And then I think that's it for our wellness plan. So if y'all don't want to make any changes.
No, I think the 6 days does work.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and keep it as is. I'm going to leave the copies for y'all so y'all can take a look at it. And we can maybe discuss it during open discussion at the next SHAC meeting if any changes need to be made to our wellness plan. There will come a time where we have to actually rate and go over our wellness plan. Some of y'all that have been coming to SHAC for many years remember that we had to do that. And so it's coming up to the third year, and we're going to have to do that again. So just for you guys to be aware that that's coming up. Any questions on that? Okay, number 7, discuss any recommendations for possible health initiatives for students and staff. I know y'all had talked about maybe doing Beach to Bay. I know that Renee is doing
Running Club.
Right now, is that till the end of the school year? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's she chose like the kids that were the top.
Well, they did like a little contest to see who
mm-hmm.
was going to be in, who wasn't. Okay, that's awesome. Any other recommendations, or if y'all want to think about it, if y'all can think of something, I'd like to do some fun stuff. Would be cool if we could do like a fun run or like a. Something with the parents, like maybe family field day, or I don't know. That'd be fun, like a family field day, and it could even be a fundraiser for a campus if they, like, you know, when parents sign up, they have to pay like $10 and you get a shirt or something. What do they do for the run? Did they do the color thing? They touch?
They didn't do it last year. They were supposed to reschedule, and then they couldn't. Work it out, but they charge
for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something fun that maybe we could do, and it could be like family competitions, families against families or whatever, and do trophies or ribbons or something. I don't know.
I almost kind of think that she needs to do it in the fall. I mean, even though it's still chaotic, like a little bit like towards the tail end of football season, do it, because spring is crazy. Springtime
yeah.
is really hard to coordinate everything going on.
Maybe that weekend that there's a quiet weekend.
Right, like something like that where it's kind of a little bit slower
mm-hmm.
to look into for next year, you know.
That'd be fun. All right, well, just think about some stuff, and then when we come back for our next SHAC meeting, we can maybe discuss any ideas that y'all might have, or if you can talk to anybody and they have any ideas, that'd be something fun to do. Any questions on anything? Anything anybody else wants to discuss or bring up?
No.
All right. Well, it is 4:30.